Check, check, 1, 2, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, it worked.
What's up, man? Dude, you're all fancy. You've got like the fade out.
Yeah, I noticed I could do that.
Dude, that's so fancy. You look so pretty.
Thank you. I cleaned up just for this.
Wow. Okay. Well,
dude, that background over there, though, you don't need to blur that. This is my wife's background because she's an English teacher for kids in China or something like that.
Oh, that makes sense. So, that you wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. It's a great way to start the podcast.
Right.
So, I was thinking, are we really making this dead inside thing? Or?
I don't think so. I think that's...
cat would scare the crud out of anyone.
I think... but you'd have to put the heavy metal music behind it.
Oh, absolutely. What's been happening with you lately?
Yeah, so like just kind of getting back into ministry, traveling more this month. I did a church camp last week. I'm doing a mission trip next week. So I was in Oklahoma and I'll be in St. Louis next week. And then we're just recruiting people to come work with us.
Nice.
At Ablaze Missionaries. So that's what's going on with me, and I'm sitting here in this in my boss's podcasting studio.
Right on. Hey, tell me a little bit more about Ablaze Ministries, because I hear about it here and there, but is it something like Net Ministries or...
All right, so Ablaze Ministries started 8 years ago. We are a missionary youth ministry organization based out of Central Texas. So, like, for your listeners who know what Focus is, like, that's the closest thing to what we are. So we are full-time missionaries, which meaning like we have given our lives to serve the Lord, like particularly in the area of youth ministry. It means we fundraise our salaries. Like everything that I am able to do all comes from very generous donors. And essentially what we do is instead of what Focus does, how they partner with colleges to be their college campus ministry, we partner with parishes, with pastors to be their youth ministry team. And I could talk about this for hours, so I'll just stop and let you ask a follow-up question.
Cool. Does that have anything to do with the Forte Catholic radio show? Where's the connection?
The connection is a man named Taylor Schroll.
I know that guy.
Yeah, I believe your wife refers to him as Taylor Scroll.
Indeed, yes.
As
every
do many other people.
Time. Every single
One time. Like, I've always struggled with pride, and God knew that from a young age. Like, any time my name was listed in the paper, like, I was in a small Texas town, so, like, you know, junior high sports stats were posted in our newspaper because what the news was, right?
Yes.
And they never got my name right. They'd be like, Tyler Schrott had 12 points and 8 rebounds. It's like, I'm on that team, and I don't know a Tyler Schrott, but I seem to have had similar stats. the connection's me, and it's actually pretty interesting. Like, I've been in youth ministry for 11 years, and about 6 months ago, I recently took a new role here at Ablaze Ministry. So I'm now our outreach marketing director. So essentially my job is to go and make Ablaze look good and talk about it on things like podcasts. Hey, look at us. We're doing it.
Hey, you're doing great, man.
Thank you. I'm very proud of this. So yeah, I travel the country, speak to young people, train youth ministers, lead worship. And then where the Forte Catholic stuff comes in is essentially like the bigger Ablaze grows, the more we're going to have to get our name out there. And like me doing stuff with Forte Catholic gets my name out there. And then when I am the one trying to get Ablaze's name out there, it just kind of helps out. So those two things go hand in hand. And this took me out of like a direct youth ministry role. So now I'm more on our marketing team, on our business side, which frees me up to do a little bit more traveling, speaking, leading worship. Like I go to conferences recruiting young people to come work with us.
Nice. That sounds great. Which brings
me. You want a
job? I have one, but thank you.
It's okay.
As a matter of fact, as I told you, and I've been telling the listeners of the podcast, I just recently moved away from working for the church in the capacity of Catholic school religion / Spanish teacher. Because it's tough, man. It's one of the most expensive places on planet Earth. I've been thinking about going to Texas with you and doing some ministry there.
That's what I'm saying. Come work in Texas. And like one of the reasons we started is because, let's be a tad controversial here, because what would be an appearance with me without a little bit of controversy?
Yeah.
That's another Eminem reference for those who are Southpaw fans. Okay, so the Catholic Church teaches that everyone should pay a just wage, and they expect everyone else to do that, but they're not going to pay a just wage themselves, especially when it comes to youth ministers, right?
Of course, like
you said, like teachers struggle as well. Like that's one of the reasons that Ablaze started is like literally youth ministers were like the average youth minister was lasting 24 to 18 months. Like that's just ridiculous. And
yeah,
one of the three reasons was financially. Like I was in that situation. I couldn't provide for my family. I was stressed about money all the time. I was having to get help from like my family.
Yeah.
Like my parents and stuff. And like that's one of the beautiful things about being a missionary. It's like within a week of fundraising my salary, I made $10,000 a year more than I did as a youth minister. And now I make double that. And like I'm actually able to provide for my family. Like my wife stays home. We have a house. Like we don't have Lambos and we're not going on extravagant trips, but like we're able to live a normal life supported by these great people that support us. So you want a job?
No, I may take you up on that offer then.
Let's do it.
But yeah, now, right now as it is, I'm just jumping ship to the public sector of teaching. So that should help out tremendously. I mean, just by doing that, I save so much time, you know, just not driving all the way to Englewood, a city always up to some good, or so I've heard. And I don't know, just not to make this all about me, because we know that, you know, this was never intended to be about me, but
it was intended to be about your brother, then he didn't show up.
Man, you throw me off so much. Is this payback for what I did to you on your podcast?
It was my plan. This is payback for doing it to me last week on my show. Episode 142, Forte Catholic. Listen to Adrian do what I'm doing to him now.
You're horrible. What happened to turning the other cheek?
I'm trying to turn your cheek.
Hey-o. All right. Man, I'm going to have to cut that. But, dude, I'm so thrown off right now. Going back to the beginning, so you were, the first time we made contact, I think I was already listening to your show, and I called in, or didn't call in, it must have been something Instagram related, because that's the way it's been, but it had to do with a show you were doing, and it was a contest or some sort of a competition about Christmas questions, and I was answering them all because you threw a lot of kind of softball questions, and I got a t-shirt. I want a t-shirt, even though I'm a Catholic school teacher and I'm supposed to know all the answers. I got this t-shirt that I'm wearing right now, the Forte Catholic one.
You look phenomenal. Like I we called earlier on Instagram. Now yeah. We're talking on Skype. You look tremendous in that Forte Catholic shirt.
It's the colors, it's the fonts, it's the everything. And it's the fact that it's been in storage for close to a year. And so...
So here you go. You're trying to promote, like, look at me. I'm a great supporter. And now I'm going to say to you, sir, fake news. You've been hiding that shirt for a year.
Okay, hiding and being lost are two completely different things. So I'm going to call fake news on the fake news.
No, they're not. I'm always both. They're the same thing.
Wait, what?
I'm always hiding.
You're going to be controversial lost. Without the controversial.
Here we are, Lord.
We were talking about that first time that you were in the podcast, and we talked about all the dad challenges, about killing roaches, about you being allergic to roaches and whatnot. And so how can we as fathers like overcome all that stuff? How do we?
Well, I did get my allergy shot today, which is going to help with the cockroaches.
Beautiful. I just killed one. Well. Technically, it was already dying because of all the pesticides I put in my house. but...
Oh, so you're a fan of Mercy Killer?
No, I thought it was already dead, and then I saw it move, but no one knew. I don't want them to know, because they get nervous.
Now who's controversial?
Now I'm controversial. You know, I just got into a... This is what happens when I have the summer off. I go on Instagram, and I start messing around with vegans and atheists, because that's... I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like this, but...
Wait. There's no way that's a coincidence. Have you, like, been looking at my Twitter today?
No, not at all. What happened?
A vegan atheist reached out to me. I'm not even joking. I'm going to pull this up.
Why does this happen every time?
It, trying to get me to talk about it. That's wild.
No, not at all. I haven't seen that.
Okay, so the show that I did this week, so the show after you came on, we were talking about working out and how we need to be doing that more.
Yes. And,
let me pull this up. Okay, so here we go. All right, here we go. So I tweeted out, I'm going back to CrossFit for the first time in months. It was nice knowing y'all. At Bearded Blevins, Jonathan Blevins, one of my co-hosts who was on the show with me this week, I said, are you working out today? Because, like, on the show, he said, I'm going to work out every day now. And then by the end of the show, he's like, four times a week. And by the end of the show, I'm like, you're probably not going to work out, are you? So I asked him if he was going to work out today. And then an atheist said, I am a vegan atheist now, so the internet tells me CrossFit is my next step. And then Jonathan replies, no meat and working out? I'd be an atheist too. Oh. I love it.
Oh, man. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, no, I go a little bit deeper than that. I start arguing and just being, I don't know if negative is the right word there, but I just start tearing him up. But I try to do it in a kind way, but sometimes they just, you know, people bring out the best in me, and I like to show off my ability to be a jerk. But yeah, no, that's kind of crazy that you have a... Yep, that's freaking story. Wild. That's the best.
That's wild. I was like I would never in my life think that I had a vegan atheist story. And the one time it's brought up, I literally just got one 3 hours ago. Okay, oh, I think I found the thing that I want to talk about. Are you ready for this? I'm gonna fix your life. Are you ready?
Go do this.
Okay. I'm just gonna ask you a series of questions. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever converted anyone by arguing with them on social media?
Never.
Don't do it. Like, seriously, don't do it. That's the message of today. Like, I had to give it up. Like, when I was in college, I was, like, learning all of these things, and I was like, I know everything now, you know? And then I heard a quote at the time that was, like, Pope Benedict, who I was learning from, like, about reading all his writings and everything, taking classes literally based on his teachings. And he's like, I know 1% of Catholicism. And I'm like, he's the greatest theologian pope we've had in 500 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Jon Snow. I know nothing. Like, there's nothing that I can know about Catholicism if Pope Benedict the 16th knows 1%. And, like, I was like learning all this stuff. I was excited about it. And I think a lot of people get into that mode where it's like, I'm excited about faith. It's like, oh, I've been called to, you know, evangelize and share the faith. It's like, yes, you are. But in ways that work. Like, that doesn't work, you know.
Yeah.
And it just causes stress and frustration for your own good and for the sake of the kingdom of God. Just stop.
Okay.
I'm Taylor Schroll, and I approve of this message.
All right. So in, you know how I mentioned that it was kind of a jerk move that I did that. And it is because I know this stuff, you know, back when I was like, gosh, like 18, 19. No, I'm lying. Like 20. Back then, that's when I had already amassed so much information as far as I could know, or as far as I was concerned, you know, at the time. And I was looking for trouble. I remember I was like, I couldn't wait for the opportunity to get a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon come to the door so I could just tear them up and whatnot. And it didn't happen. And then eventually I came across this quote by Dr. Peter Kraft that said, arguments don't convert people, saints do. Please be one. So when I'm saying that I was just a jerk, just being a jerk was because I was truly just being the jerk. And I found a really adorable video of animals. Just someone saying, oh, this is why I cannot kill animals. Are you okay with killing animals? And it was this beautiful video of cute little animals just jumping on people and being friendly and adorable and whatnot. And I'm like, that is the most manipulative thing you can do. It's just make a beautiful video like that, and then are you for killing animals? And then I went into this whole philosophical argument about what killing actually is, you know, the malicious or nefarious taking of innocent life, and how that's not what eating meat is, and so on and so forth. And I just went on this rant, and it was great and amazing, and it brought nothing good. It was just me being a jerk, and I realized that, and now I need to go to confession, because I did that. And then when it comes to atheist arguments, I was looking for this. The vegan one just came as an accident. The atheist one, I actually clicked on the hashtag Catholic, and I found a really horrible image, a sacrilegious, not sock religious, which I know you promote in your show.
FortKCatholic.com/socks for 15% off your next order.
But I can't remember what the image was, to be honest with you. And then I just read the caption, and I'm like, oh, this is total bull. And so I started tearing that down with as many things that I could find on the Catechism of the Catholic Church and Google and whatnot, you know. And so I just threw a bunch of bombs. They came back after me, and then I spit something back. And then I basically ended with like saying that, all right, I'm done having my fun. See you later. And I never replied to anything because they were just insults at the end. And I'm totally with you on that. I'm totally with you on that. I know that nothing good is going to come out of that. So, you know, from this day on, going forward, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this.
Do it. Do it.
I vow not to argue with atheists. Do I have to say vegans too?
No, crush the vegans.
All right. I vow not to argue with atheists on Instagram.
And Twitter.
Oh, gosh, you had to do that.
And Facebook. And or Reddit.
I don't do Reddit.
YouTube? Yeah, I don't know.
I read it one time, but that's about it. Thank you.
Wow.
I know. My dad puns. All right. I did it. I said it. It's official.
I'm very proud of you. Like, we've made a step forward today. Your life is going to be so much less stressful. And now you'll have more time to hang out with real people and try to convert their hearts.
Well, I learned something today. Don't ask me what it was, but I learned something today. Because I already forgot.
Well, it's okay. You can just go like, listen, and subscribe to the Dude Catholic podcast.
Wait, no, you don't promote my podcast on my podcast. I promote your podcast on my podcast.
Nope.
So you go listen it a rating, guys. To the
go
Forte
give Dude Catholic,
Catholic
a rating. Like, nobody understands that 20 seconds that you take to go give it 5 stars, you can write something as simple as Dude Catholic, show good. And like, that will help Adrian and his brother who doesn't exist. Like, it will help in the ratings. It'll help more people find it. Like, most people are too scared to evangelize, so just let us do it for you. But we can't do it to more people if you don't go rate our shows. Go rate Dude Catholic 5 stars. Take 20 seconds. Save the world. Save the dolphins. Save the pets that Adrian wanted to kill. The end.
Boom. Just the edible ones.
Edible?
Yes, edible. Just the edible pets, like cows and pigs. And
well, depending on where people are listening to this across the world, there'd be different answers.
True. But your podcast is one of the ones that I've been listening to for the longest time, right? And I know you can't tell, listeners, you can't tell because he's on my podcast. But Taylor is actually one of the best broadcasters that I've come across. You know, and I'm not just saying this to suck up or whatever because I don't need to. And you don't need the ego boost. But seriously, like, so many segments, like, where do you get the ideas for those segments?
My mind never stopped. And thank you, by the way. That's very nice. And I'm over here about to tear up. You're too kind.
That's right.
Most of it's insanity. Like, it's like all these crazy thoughts. Like, I've always had crazy thoughts. Like, just my mind's going 1,000 miles an hour. All of the time. It literally never stops. I have to take a pill to help me sleep because my brain literally never stops. And everything that I just say things that come to my head. You know how most people are like, you don't have to say everything that comes to your head? I'm like, why not? You know, volume over quality, we always say. The more you put out there, And then what we do is, like, throughout the week, like, I have these ideas and I'll write them down, all this stuff from the volume. And then I'll look back at it like the day before we record and be like, okay, like these three of the 50 things that I wrote down would actually probably be pretty good. And we just kind of go from there. And like, also the first segment is very rarely planned because I have rotating co-hosts. And so like I get to catch up with them once a month. And usually it's like just kind of catching up, and then they say something absurd or ridiculous, and we just kind of talk about that, tie it back into faith. And like the whole goal of the show is to make Catholicism fun again. Like, and like what I want is for people to be entertained, to actually like experience joy, which like so few Catholic radio shows and podcasts actually do. It's like, it's actually growing a lot these last few years. Like when I started, there was very, very little. And then over the last 3 years, like a lot of people are seeing this and starting to do similar things. And like, I just want people to have something in their week that they can enjoy. And then at the end of every segment, we just like pop them with something from the gospel, you know, like,
yeah.
Like my biggest inspiration, who I think is the best broadcaster in all of this is Lino Rulli. I know you're a fan of him as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And like, that's what he does. I'll be listening to him dying laughing. Like, I literally save his podcast for when I'm having a rough day, and I will listen to it. And then all of a sudden I'm like crying laughing. And then he somehow ties this ridiculous story into faith somehow. And then they wrap up the segment. And I'm like, that's life, you know? Because like, most of us work and have families or do whatever. We're all very, very, very busy. So like, our normal life is just doing normal things, going to work, eating, making food, cleaning up after our kids, cleaning up after ourselves, my wife cleaning up after me, you know, like all of these normal things. And then we're called to pray every day. We're called to go to Mass on Sundays. We're called to do all these. And so like, faith interwoven into the normal is very healthy, because I think for so many people, it's like work, family, and faith, like all three different things, not integrated in any way. And that's why I love about what he does with the show and what I try to do. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And that's the connection. You know, that's one of the things that I love about the show. And that's one of the things that my brother, who doesn't exist, and I are trying to do in the podcast, is we're trying to bring a little bit of levity and a little bit of relevance to the stuff that we do, and kind of make it known that it's not one or the other. It's one and the same, you know. And that whole idea of having separate compartments for our lives and whatnot, that's the fake news right there. You know, that's what's, I guess it's an illusion that we have that they're separate. You know, our bodies and our souls are one, and so is everything else that we do. So what we're doing every day, and we're just not making the connection, is one of the things that the saints have been, the saints have been working against that. Because, you know, whenever we hear about the examination of conscience at the end of the day or whatever it may be, you know, we're just trying to make connections between the natural and the supernatural. And that's it. You know, we don't separate the ridiculous from our spiritual life, because at the end of the day, we are that ridiculous when it comes to our spiritual life. And I love that, man. So thank you for that. Thank you for that answer.
And I love you.
The feeling's mutual. I can't say much. My wife is listening.
Otherwise, I can say whatever I want because you have headphones on.
I try to one-up you, but I can't.
Here we are all alone in this room.
Oh. I don't know that song.
Don't look it up.
If it's R. Kelly, I'm done.
Okay, well, okay, all the married men, go ahead and look it up. It's
fine. I will, eventually. But, dude, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate that. I know I've been taking like way too much of your time right now with the technical difficulties at the beginning and the not knowing what to ask you. So just quickly, I do want our listeners to be able to get in touch with you and check out the podcast, because it's one of the most entertaining things you're going to find out there that has a tie into the faith. So lay it on us. Where can everyone find you? Social media, internet, anything.
At DudeCatholic1 on Twitter, at DudeCatholic on Instagram. Search DudeCatholic wherever you listen to podcasts.
Beautiful. All right. Talk to you later. Peace. No, this guy. So you can find this man at Taylor Schroll on Twitter, Instagram. Facebook is still a thing, right?
Yeah, like, Facebook's weird. Like, I'm there. I have a Forte Catholic account on Facebook. You can like it. If you like it right now, actually, you'll actually fix the problem. It's been stuck at 666 for a while. Oh. I don't care about Facebook. I'm on Instagram and the Twitter. And then, yeah, they can find the show, Forte Catholic, wherever they listen to podcasts. And then ForteCatholic.com to see what else I got going on. And I'd love to come and speak or lead worship at your parish if you have any pull there. And tell your grandmother about me and introduce her to what a podcast is.
Beautiful. And yeah, bring them out to California if there's anyone here listening. That way we can visit and record a live podcast.
It'll be great. Here's the deal we'll make. Is I'll waive my fee for having you won't have to put me up for the night. You'll still have to pay me, but you don't have to pay me for like staying somewhere. I'll just stay with Adrian. His wife already cleared this.
That works. We have I think the couch is big enough.
Oh, so you'll sleep on the couch. Great. Thank you for offering.
Right on, man. All right. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate you.
Well, love you.
Hey, love you back.
Love you.
I love you, Taylor. Peace.
See ya! I've created a monster, because nobody wants to see Taylor no more. They want Forte Catholic. I'm chopped liver. But if they want Forte Catholic, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some dude Catholic.